Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these lyrics and actually reach.
That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Welcome back to another episode of The Porch Podcast. Of course, I'm your boy B Jones, aka Bolo, and I'm kicking it with my mans, A1 since day one.
Come on,
my
man.
Dog. D Smitty, D Nice, D Nail, however you want to call it. Smitty, get with it. How we doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm too blessed to be stressed. We here back on the porch another day, and so happy to be here, man. How you doing, man?
Man, blessed, highly favored. Obviously, every time we get on the porch, got to thank God first, so we 10 toes down. Happy to be here, brother. So another day, another great episode.
Come on, man. Another great episode, man. And so excited to for all our audio listeners. You can't see who we got on the screen yet. So we're excited to announce who our special guest is today. But before we do that, we got to shout out one of our brand sponsors, Bet Online. Right now, man, it's playoff time in the NBA. You got the UFL kicking off right now as well. WNBA is right around the corner. You got baseball starting up already, man. So much going on. It's the prime time for all the sports fanatics and for the sports betting fans, man. If you want to make some money, man, on the gambling side, go to betonline.ag and use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get your 50% plus welcome bonus. And you heard it here on the porch first, man. So, but without further ado, man, we do things differently now. Back in the days, like, we would talk for like 10 minutes, then we bring the guest on.
It's time to get into the meat and potatoes.
Like, we gotta get straight to it. I don't like keeping our guests waiting, man. So, listen, man, this young lady we have here on the porch is the definition of the word vibe. In the dictionary, when you see vibe, you should see this person. She's a marketing savant. She's from down south, moved around a lot. She loves sports. She loves wings. She loves coffee shops. She loves jalapenos and red wine.
Wow, you remember that.
It's the one and only Jasmine Williams. Welcome to the porch.
Thank you so much. That was the best introduction ever. What the heck?
Hilted.
That was awesome. But no, I'm so excited to be here. Thank y'all so much for inviting me to be on. I'm super excited to hop into the conversation.
I feel like we know you already just from D-Nail's intro.
I mean, I don't even know what I have to say. Crazy. You know I like wine. You know I like jalapenos. That's all you need to know.
Hey, it's the best feeling, Bolo, when we have a guest and like during the intro, I say something that like how the hell did he know that?
The light though, it's just the light. Like she's like perked up, like, whoa, okay.
I'm good now.
That was cool. Awesome. We do our research on the porch. So
I love that. I love it. That was so awesome. Good job.
I appreciate that, man. Before we dive into it, man, how are you doing, man? Love the energy, man. It's middle of the week. I know we talked a little bit offline here before we even jumped into it, but I guess how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really good, to be honest with you. I'm so happy that it's spring. No more winter. The sun is out. Like, the weather's so good. So I feel like that just automatically brings good vibes. So I've been feeling really great lately. It's just a good time. So I'm good.
Facts.
For sure.
So y'all know I'm clocking in from Indianapolis. It's been cold, rainy, windy. So we finally got some 75 degree weather, y'all. So we, you know what I mean? We got a clap little emoji. We're going to hit the claps because we always excited to just get some warm weather. We don't get it too often, so we take advantage.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm out here on the West Coast in L.A.
Okay, well.
Time out, though. Y'all might be surprised. Like the last like 5 weekends, I'm not lying, it's been raining. Which for LA is very like weird. Baby. It's crazy.
That's it don't ever rain in Southern California.
Bro, I'm telling you, all throughout the week though, Monday through Friday is sunny, it's beautiful. Like right now it's beautiful outside.
Of course.
Soon Saturday hit, it's raining.
They want you inside, bro.
What's going on?
Outside, bro.
That's crazy.
I don't like it. But
well,
we get back
you could always come to Dallas. It's sunny in Dallas, so.
Dallas is popping too.
Dallas is low key popping right now.
Y'all ain't better than Houston though. But Dallas is popping.
Okay. We're not gonna go there. Houston is a little dirty, but.
You know what's crazy? I have not. I'm gonna be embarrassed before I say this. I have not been to Dallas or Houston yet.
Wow.
At all, bro. Like I have
that's tough, bro.
I had a layover in Dallas, but I haven't like actually flew out to Dallas and like had a good time. But I've heard nothing but great things.
Yeah,
like, Dallas is off the chain. I like Dallas.
Dallas is dope, and I feel like a lot of people from like New York and LA are moving here, which is so crazy. It's like a lot of companies moving here.
Yeah,
it's becoming like the fastest growing entrepreneurial city. Like it's crazy. So I feel like it'll be the place to be in a couple years. But that's just my opinion.
I liked it. I like it. And they said I seen some stat. I don't know the specifics, but like. That Dallas has like one of the most like black millionaires. Like they got like the most black millionaires in Dallas. Like something like that. It's crazy.
I don't know. I didn't see the black thing, but I did see the most millionaires by population. So yeah, Dallas is a place to be. There's a lot of old money here. It's becoming a lot of new money here. It's just the place to be. So it'll be cool. And I mean, I'm sure we'll get into this later, but I have a feeling that it'll become like a mini Las Vegas. I think gambling is going to become legal here soon. So I think it's going to blow. So we'll see.
I love it, man. We got to bring the porch or take the porch to Dallas one of these days.
There you go.
Live episode. So
tour coming soon.
Come on now. Speak it. But man, like I said, so excited to have you on here, man. And we got a lot to discuss today, but before we go into all the kind of hot topics as I'll discuss it, we want to learn more about you. So one of the questions that we like to start off all of our episodes is something that sounds simple, but it's really complex when you really think about it. So when you hear this, tell me what your response is. Who is Jasmine Williams?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Jasmine is super complex. She is... very complex, multifaceted, very bubbly, very just a lover of people, a lover of good vibes, a Southern girl, but I've moved around a lot, so you know, cultured and adaptable, a mover, a shaker, but just really the girl next door. So that's how I would describe me.
The girl next door. That might be the name of this episode,
the
right?
Girl next door.
That's it.
Let me write it down before I forget.
Gotta write it down, bro. Gotta write it down. Unless it don't count. It don't count.
Yeah, there you go.
Coming with the gems. Gems.
Yeah, you, that's me.
And one thing you actually mentioned, Jasmine, was that you did move around a lot. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, doing our research, we saw that you lived in 5 different states and 7 different cities as you were growing
research.
Up.
Y'all did
research. We plugged in. We plugged Bolo.
I love that. That's so awesome. Yes. No, I have moved around so much. You know, when I was growing up, my dad was a coach. And so I was born in Maryland. Then we moved to Atlanta. Then we moved to South Louisiana. Then we moved to North Louisiana. And then once my parents split, I moved to Oklahoma for like 3 years, which was the weirdest time of my life. And then we ended up in Dallas. So went to Allen High School, and then went to LSU. And then after LSU, moved to Tampa, and then ended up back in Dallas. So That's kind of my roundabout story.
Man, talk about well-rounded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will admit I don't remember anything about Maryland or Atlanta. So I was like one when we left Atlanta or when we left Maryland and then two when we left Atlanta. So I don't remember anything about that. So that's why, you know, I claim Louisiana as home because that's truly all I remember as a kid. So,
that's true. That's real. Yeah. I feel like, even if you move around as a kid, like just within like the city though, you always doing just whole like specific pieces of like where you've been. Like, I moved around maybe three or four times growing up, but it's only like one true place that I remember like being with like certain friends doing certain things. Yeah. There. So that's real.
Yep. It's only certain things that truly leave an impact and impression on you. So yeah.
Facts.
1,000%. 1,000%. Let me ask you this, man. So like, you know, moving around as much as you did, and I know you mentioned that, you know, once your parents split, you said you moved to Oklahoma and that was like a weird time for you. I know as a kid, especially like that's kind of a weird phase for all of us. We're trying to like learn who we are, figure out our identity, meet new people, meet friends. And I can only imagine how, you know, you maybe were getting comfortable in a certain city, in a certain place, and then boom, this big thing happens in your life. You're in a new place. You got to figure out new friends. Like, what type of, I guess, impact at that point in your life did that have on you?
Yeah, it was very weird. I will say, like, I know I don't speak, I'm probably very country to y'all, but I feel like I don't speak that country.
Not too bad.
But I used to be real country, like when I moved from North Louisiana to Oklahoma, and I just remember getting teased so badly because I just talked different. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm not even saying nothing crazy, but I would be like, okay, go ask the teacher this. And they're like, ask? What? I'm not gonna understand. I'm like, oh my God, here we go. So it was definitely a culture shock. Obviously experienced a lot of racism there. My first like in school racist incident happened there, which I will never forget. It was just a weird time. And it was that preteen age. So it was like 9 to 12. So I was trying to figure out who I was, like, you know, being a girl and like, you know, just figuring all that out. It was really weird. But I will say, like, I try not to think about me moving around a lot negatively. And I think that it did have a positive impact on me. And so you can honestly put me in any room and I'm going to know like how to navigate that room. There's not too many rooms that I feel like uncomfortable in or feel like I haven't been around those people. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I look at, you know, my background and like moving around a lot. I just am grateful to be able to, you know, be adaptable and just if I have to pick up and move somewhere, then I'm ready to go.
Got you. That's dope, man. You know, Bolo, life is always about like perspective and how you look at things. You know what I'm saying? And I love how you looked at it and found the positive from it, because like you said, I really do think everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that, and something that may seem, I don't know, negative in that moment, a lot of times, like as life goes on, you look back, it was actually
a bright spot positive. To it.
Exactly. It was a bright spot to it, and it was something that helped you even now in your adult years of being able to, you know, move and shake, you know, like you said earlier, and kind of connect with different people. So I like that. I think that's dope.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I absolutely would not be in the position I am today if my journey was not what it was, you know, and not ended up in Dallas and, you know, having the connections that I have here and ending up where I am now, you know, career-wise. I don't think it would have happened had I not had the experience of, you know, being in different places when I was younger. So I think, you know, like you said, it was all for a reason. And God was the orchestrator of that one.
100%. And I think it's cool too, to just get insight on, like, obviously from the outside looking in, we look at all these coaches that, you know, on TV and how busy they are and how much they move around, or how certain situations or variables, you know, have them moving from city to city. And we just always thinking about like, dang, I wonder what the family doing. Are they going to stay back? Do they just travel? Mm-hmm. Do they move with it? You know, and obviously to hear, you know, you talk about, you know, you moving around and seeing how well, you know, it worked for you and seeing all the positives. It's just some good insight for everybody to see that, like, hey, it works.
Yeah, it does work, but that's always my first thought. I mean, current players, you know, coaches, anything, seeing them be traded or like, you know, go to a new spot. Like, that's my first thought is like, dang, what is their family doing? And I feel like a lot of people don't think about that. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, oh, dang, how is he going to fit into this team and whatever? And I'm like, this guy has 4 kids and a wife. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Forget the team. Like,
you know, like what they have to find new friends. They have to you know, build a whole new community. So that's the part that I feel like people don't see and don't even think about. And, you know, I think it's always top of mind for me. So, yeah.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nah, for sure. It's funny you mentioned that because, like, I think fans forget that athletes are human. Like, they just see them, what they do on the field or the court or whatever, and that's all they care about, and they think they're just a superhero. It's like, hold on. Yeah. Like, they make a lot of money, and their life's a little different, sure, but at the end of the day, they got bills, they getting arguments at home, they got married, they got kids, they got, like, every other thing that you got. Yeah. Yeah. People literally, like, they dehumanize these athletes.
Yeah. They're waking up in the middle of the night to comfort their kids the same way you are. You know what I'm saying? They're tired as hell at work, too. So, yeah they're definitely still human. And I do wish people kind of understood that more. You know, it's really sad the way people talk about. And also, like, now in the social media world, like, they're going to see it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, people just be saying stuff as if they're not even going to see it. It's like, it's just there's a lack of empathy, I think, when it comes to sports that needs to be kind of addressed. So, but you know how that goes.
For sure. And then you kind of, speaking of sports, man, and kind of, you know, obviously we know that this is you have a love for sports. You work in the industry now. Kind of educate us on where the initial love for sports stemmed from.
Man, so I always tell people, I'm like, I literally have always felt like, everybody's team, Remember the Titans. I felt like Hayden Panettiere's character when she was like coaching and like in the locker room. Like, that's literally what I thought I was when my dad was coaching at Grambling. Like, I used to be in the locker room. I was in the facility. Like, I thought I was a part of the team. You could not tell me I was not a part of the team. So I think that's when my love for football started. You know, I think the fact that my dad was comfortable enough to have me in the facility and, like, you know, going to work with him every day really helped me feel comfortable in that environment. You know, while I did not see as many women in football, it wasn't until later when I realized, like, oh wait, I can have a career in this. But so, because I think back then, most of those roles women held were administrative. Like, you know, they were kind of the assistants to the coaches or whatever it was. It definitely didn't see any you know, female football coaches or you know, coordinators or things like that. But I'm definitely grateful to have been exposed to the sport super early and just get comfortable there. So, you know, and I'm sure we'll get into kind of my journey too, but I got out of sports for a little while after in Tampa, and I was like so unhappy, like the most unhappy I've ever been in my life. And that's kind of when I realized, like, no, this is your passion. Like, this is what you are supposed to be doing and like pursue it full force. So yeah, it started super young and I just kind of tried to give it away, but I could not.
Love it. What's up? Love it. And you mentioned, you know, your father a couple of times, man. Obviously, you know, you two having that tight-knit kind of relationship and you going to the locker rooms with him while he's coaching. Like, that's something that's not always, like, just being real, not all parents would necessarily do that. Not all fathers would necessarily even be comfortable bringing their daughters in that environment. So I think that's another thing, too, just from a parent to daughter relationship, father to daughter relationship, that I think is dope as well, that you had that connection and had that experience as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, it's super awesome. I think, you know, I honestly, whenever he was doing it, I don't think he put that much thought into it. Like, right. I just like you coming with me, like, I'm not about to see you with a babysitter, like, whatever. So I don't even know if he understands, when I did that surprise interview, we talked about that in the interview. So I'm hoping now that he understands the impact that had on my career and the career that I chose. But I think at the time he was just being a dad and just, you know, like taking his kids to work with him because he has shit to do.
Right. So, it's just that simple, Polo.
We gotta go. We ain't like, got time to plan.
Get y'all on. Come on, Jazz. Come on. I don't care if you don't want to go. We here today.
Exactly. So I was in there with a skirt on. Like, I'm obviously such a girly girl, but like also a tomboy. Like, I was like in a skirt, also throwing a football. Like, it was all good. So yeah.
Man, get you somebody who can do both. That's what they say.
Exactly.
So, you know, obviously, oh, go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead, you good, you got it.
No, I was going to say, so, you know, obviously you are the the daughter of Doug Williams, you know, first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Working in this space and being in this space, obviously your dad being so decorated, have you ever felt like that pressure of wanting to be the best you can be? Or is there ever a situation where, you know, you kind of look back and, you know, think about your dad when you're kind of continuing to do what you do as you operate in this space?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that because he gets pretty upset that I don't use his name enough is what he tells me. I think I go into every job like without them knowing who my dad is, because I personally want to know that I got this job off of my own merit. And then they obviously eventually kind of find out. And so I think it helps me not have to feel like I have to live up to anything, because I know that I got into the door myself. And then, you know, once they find that out, it's kind of like, okay, like, they know that I got there myself, and this is just kind of a cool fact.
Added on the side.
Nice. So to be honest with you, I don't feel as much pressure because I've kind of set it up that way myself. So that I don't feel that pressure. I will. Now I do have a brother that also works in the league, and he is named. He's my dad's name. And so he probably has a very different experience in that regard. But I do think that I have, it's to my benefit that, you know, I'm a woman, and, you know, people just don't assume that, okay, obviously Williams, that's such a common last name. Like, nobody kind of makes the, makes that connection, right away at least. And so, I think I do have that to my advantage, and I try to kind of keep it on the down low until it needs to be, uncovered. But yeah, I try not to feel pressured or anything. I know I'm carving my own path and my own kind of journey, and whatever that looks like. And so I feel comfortable, honestly, where I am. And if anything, it's a blessing, you know, to have that legacy behind me, and carry it forward in my own way.
Love that.
That's so dope. And it's funny you mentioned that too, because, like, again, we met years ago. We spoken before, and one thing that I've noticed just from afar is that what you just said, that you don't necessarily like push that out there that he is your dad. And and that leads to this question too, because I've seen this in so many different like spaces and industries where people who just are ignorant, who don't have the information, don't know, they assume that, oh, that's your daddy or that's your mama, that's the only reason why you got that job or the opportunity. Have you ever at any point got that type of energy from somebody, or someone ever like came at you the wrong way and kind of used that against you?
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, I think people, obviously, you know, people will find out, and the people that you work with closely kind of realize like, okay, she worked for this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But there's always those other people that have no idea how you got this job. And so their automatic assumption is she clearly got this job because of my dad. I called my dad and said, hey, just to let you know, I'm working for the Cowboys. And he's like, what the hell? Like, what do you mean? he had no idea. So, but people most definitely automatically assume that is how I got any role that I have, if it pertains to sports. And I honestly don't have a problem with that, because, you know, I think, I don't know. I just think I'm trying to be politically correct, which I know I'm fine with people thinking that is how I got my job, because nepotism is nepotism, right? Yeah. It exists.
I'm gonna be real. I have no problem with nepotism at all.
Okay. And I don't have a problem with nepotism, and I definitely don't have a problem with black nepotism, because I feel like it does not happen enough. And so, you know,
we need more of it.
Yeah.
Right. I think other races are very comfortable, you know, passing jobs down, which is a beautiful thing. If your dad starts a company and you are able to give your son a job, like,
that's the goal. That's why you do it. Like,
Or if you're able to give your son or daughter, for that matter, $1 million to start a company, do that. Like, that's what you are doing that for. And so, I think that when black people get in that position and they, you know, are able to pass things down or build a legacy or whatever, do that. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Like, so I have zero problem with people assuming it. Like, I'm like, what you can, I know, you know what I mean? I know how I'm comfortable. Like, you know, it doesn't bother me.
That's real.
Regardless, whether you did or got help or not, I'm here.
So I'm here.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And who's to, like, I also can't discount his name. You know what I mean? Like, I know that look and genes and all that good stuff plays a factor. You know what I mean? I know I got an internship right after college from his, you know,
network, whatever.
Knew, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They knew who I was. So I can't just credit everything to, I'm just such a heart. You know what I mean? I definitely know it plays a part.
But two things could be true. You can bust your ass and earn it. And then also it helps that this is your dad too. And that's okay. Like,
that's exactly
I know
it.
When I have kids
make
down
you
the
double
road,
powerful.
If I can help, I'm going to help. Shoot. Like, here's what it is.
I hope you do.
Yeah, like, even on a different level, like I've helped people get, you know, my 9 to 5 is at Fox Sports. I've helped people get jobs at Fox and internships, and people have looked out for me. So it's like, I mean, to me, life is about relationships.
The climb and pull effect.
Yeah, it's all about relationships. And I mean, I know obviously the common saying is not about what you know, it's who you know. I think it's about both. You know, I think who you know will get you in the door. I think what you know will keep you there.
Keeps you in the door.
Correct. Exactly. So, but no, that who you know is still very important, and relationships are kind of are extremely important. So I wouldn't discount that at all.
For sure. For sure, man. And then real quick, but before we dive into something else, we got to shout out your mom too, though, man. I feel like a lot of times, like we always like, well, it's popular to just highlight pops for obvious reasons. But your mom, if I'm not mistaken, she dropped a book recently called Suddenly Single. Can you give her a little bit of knowledge on that?
I'm so glad that you just said that, because I'm like, I have a book by my dad and my mom in my house. Like, who can say that?
Right. That's you on some different. That's a whole
that's
different.
Crazy. Like, I'm so proud of her. And yeah, she definitely has been in the shadows for a long time. You know, it's with two kids that work in the NFL. They always are, you know, immediately crediting my dad, which not no discredit to him. Right, but my mom is a soldier. Like, she is so dope, so amazing. She's a chief of staff at a company right now. Like, she just is a shaker and a mover. That's how I learned to be a shaker and a mover.
Right.
But and she is a marketing genius. And so that is how that's kind of how I married the two. Is, you know, I saw her be a marketing executive for years. I saw my, you know, dad in sports. I was raised in sports, and I'm like, I think there's a way that I can put these two together. So yeah, definitely no discredit at all to her, because she was extremely pivotal in my career. So yeah.
Her name is Tanya, right?
Tanya, yep.
Tanya, shout out to Miss Tanya. Tanya.
Shout out to Tanya.
like to drop names on here and show love.
Yeah.
So.
Don't watch,
so. well, Mom, I'm gonna apologize in advance, because it might get a little spicy later on. Nothing too crazy, though.
My mom is wilder than me, though. She'll love it. Good.
That's tough. Shout out to the moms. Mother's Day is around the corner, too, man. Make sure y'all get y'all mama something.
Yeah, get
y'all
mama something.
Bolo, real quick, let's switch gears, man. Can we dive into LSU a little bit? You are an LSU alum. You were there from 2012 to 2016, correct?
Yep. I tell my mom, I'm like, I definitely stayed an extra semester so I can have another football season, because it was
So as you said 2012, 2016, I start thinking about the players that came out around that time.
Yeah.
It was some dogs there while she was there.
We couldn't even get a championship. I'm like, this is crazy.
I was like, damn, they didn't get a ship, though, out of it, though.
They had OBJ, Eric Reed, Quan Alexander, I think.
Jarvis Landry.
Jeremy Hill was there, I think. Lyle Collins.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So many NFL players.
Yeah, but I mean, we always going to be stacked. You know what I mean? Like, it's always, LSU always going to pull people. So, but yeah, it was, we definitely thought we was going to get a championship, and it never happened. But that's okay. It came a couple years later. So, we're grateful. But no, LSU was so fun. That was like the best years of my life for sure. I hate to say that, because I'm like, okay, the best years are ahead. But
so far,
as it stands, I'm sure when I get married and have kids, that will change. But at the moment, LSU was definitely the best years of my life. It was so fun.
So for people who don't know about the Bayou, like, give us some insight. Like, let us know about the campus, the environment, the scene. Like, I'm just trying to play. Imagine, just picture it for me.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and take my sip real quick.
I mean, I feel like, okay, so first of all, it's 45 minutes from New Orleans. So you're going to New Orleans every other weekend, like, just on GP. You get out for Mardi Gras, so you're going to Mardi Gras every year. You have crawfish boils on campus, so you in the spring, so you're doing that. we have like a little, I think every college town has this, but a little area called Tigerland where all the bars are. So that was lit, you know, open bar at Fred's for $10, all you could drink like for 2 hours.
For 10? Y'all turning
up. $10. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. Yeah. Those were crazy nights. So yeah, it was just like one of those. I mean, it's South Louisiana. And then I'm like, my whole family is there. So it's like, if I wasn't doing something at school, I was eating red beans and rice at my grandma's house. Like, so it was just, I think that made it like 10 times better for me because I was back home, like, because I had been away from them for so long. So just being with them and spending time with them, my brother's son, his first son, my nephew was born at that time. So I was able to, you know, be at his birth, you know, things like that. Just wouldn't trade that for the world. So it was an unbeatable time.
Damn, do you miss the food? I know I love me some
for New Orleans sure. I'm always trying to, like, I was just, one of my cousins from BR just moved here and I was texting with her. I'm like, we gotta find some crawfish. Like, we got to figure it out. I'm always trying to figure out where the food is. And that is where I say Houston does have Dallas beat, because
on the food side, they got some spots.
Because Louisiana people move to Houston more than they move to Dallas. So it's a lot of restaurants down there that are like Cajun restaurants that just aren't here.
So what you saying, what I was saying, is that New Orleans got the best food in the country.
Yeah. This is controversial, but I actually would not say New Orleans. I say Louisiana. But I think the best food is like outside of New Orleans, like Lafayette. Like Charles, I think. Yeah.
So, but when we're talking about the best foods, though, are we specifically just talking about like seafood, or are we talking about all types of food? Like,
no. We are definitely not like a Chicago. Like, definitely Cajun food.
So glad you brought that up. Jasmine, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I'm originally a Chicago native.
Are you?
My brother here is an Indianapolis native, and he swears that Indy food is better than Chicago food.
I did not mean to start this.
Listen, it's a long history on this show.
I'm so glad you said that.
Hold on. I don't know. Did I say our food was overall better? Or did I say our chicken was better than y'all chicken overall?
Oh, damn. I will definitely come try.
I feel like if you say chicken, you saying food.
No.
I'm gonna tell you this, Jazz. Indianapolis is very slept on. People, especially, let's be real, especially black people here, Indiana, and we just think, oh, it's nothing but racist white people walking around.
No,
Indianapolis.
I think about Gary, Indiana.
Oh, that's the hood. That's right. That's right next door to Chicago.
That's right next door. I'm like, I know y'all got.
But no, they up the road though. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep going a little bit more south.
Okay.
Indianapolis, like right in the middle. It's probably about what, 2.5?
Okay.
About 3 hours away. Damn.
But let's be real though, we do got some good food in Indianapolis.
I got some decent food though. But when it comes to Chicago though, bro, everything from the goddamn chicken wings to the pizza to hot dogs to the pasta. The
pizza's overrated. Keep it funky.
Stupid.
It ain't crazy. New York pizza.
Cause you just go there and you always just want to get a deep dish. We got some of the best thin crust in the land. Everybody just think
I'm a thin crust girl.
Come on.
Yeah, but I just went to Chicago for the first time last month for St. Patty's Day. One of my best friends just moved there, like off a whim. She's never lived there, but always wanted to. And so she finally decided to. So a bunch of us from college went and up there, and I had literally so much fun from the time I got off the plane, from the time I boarded the plane. It was a blast, but I feel like I didn't eat. And I've been hearing so much about Chicago food, but I'm like, we was like, you know, ordering. I mean, I did have pizza, but we was just ordering random stuff, you know.
Yeah. That's because you was probably turned the whole time. So you wasn't really you just getting greasy stuff quick.
Period. Trying to fill my stomach up. I had a blast, though. I will definitely be back. So
it's funny. The last time I've been to Chicago was like 2016, and it was for St. Patty's. And they do it right in Chicago. I ain't gonna lie.
And I love St. Patty's Day. Dallas has a really good St. Patty's Day. I will say it's like a whole bunch of black people out. Obviously, that is not a black holiday at all, but Dallas just turns it into a black holiday. So we do it really good here. So I was like, you know what? Let me go to Chicago where it's supposed to be really, really good. And I will say y'all did that.
Come on. Appreciate that. Hey, you know what, D'Nell? Black folks funny because we find a way to take a holiday and turn it upside down. Cinco de Mayo. Hey, man, I ain't seen so many black folks barbecuing on Cinco de Mayo in my life, man.
This our shit.
Up.
But black people, look, we got the tacos down. So
facts.
I go crazy with the taco. That's my
ain't so many black folks cooking tacos the way they want to now. It's crazy.
They're taking everything out
the
of it.
Cilantro, the everything. They be
chopped onion
with it.
Barbacoa. We doing that.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, we're gonna steal a holiday for sure.
I love it.
I think it's the perfect transition as well, Jasmine. You talked about, you know, turning up, having a good time with some of your college friends, you know, traveling to Chicago. I feel like when I look at your IG page, man, you come off as someone who loves to have a good time, not afraid to travel, have drinks, etc. How do you define what a good time is? Like what's your perfect day? Like if you could just...
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked that. So my perfect day obviously starts with walking my dog. Like that's number one.
Kind of dog you got?
A French bulldog. He's bad. Nice. He's bad, but I'm gonna take him out. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna play some old school. I'm gonna play For the Love of You. I'm gonna start my day off there. Part one and two, Isley Brothers. And then I'm gonna go to the coffee shop and get some really good. I'm gonna get a lavender vanilla latte, iced. Okay. Perfect.
Vanilla latte,
okay.
Iced.
Yeah. Okay. Start there. I'm gonna get some avocado toast.
Of course.
Good. That's a perfect start to the day. And then I'm gonna meet some friends for bomb food, bomb drinks, and bomb conversations. We're gonna start at about 2 o'clock. It's gonna go to like 6.
Right.
We're gonna be good.
Oh, y'all kicking it in. That's a nice little window too,
right? It's a good nice. We're gonna be outdoors, the sun's gonna be shining, it's gonna be a great day, just great vibes, all good. I'm gonna come home and then I'm gonna cook a meal, like vibe out, pour myself a glass of wine, put the tunes back on and make a meal. That's the perfect day for me.
Damn, so hold on, that sound like is that a book or a movie? Which one would you want that to be? That, like, it just started with the toast for me. I'm like, okay, she real descriptive to the toast.
Because I know what I like.
Iced latte, like, for real.
Yeah, I can tell you where I'm going to get it from, too. I know what I like.
That's cold.
I'm currently in the process of, like, just doing things for me because I feel like I'm always, like, worried about other people. So I'm like, okay, I need to figure out, like, the things that I really enjoy and really like. And so I just recently kind of did this myself and just figuring out like what would my perfect day look like doing right. stuff for myself, and so that's what it would look like. So that's why I came off the dome like that.
That's
See, it's crazy.
That's,
how, I appreciate Bolo, that, this happens every single episode. God,
thank
you.
We go there. We go
because
there
every single time, man. Certain things just happen. It's hard to you can't even explain it.
Yeah,
where just certain connections happen on our shows where I had no idea. Bolo had no idea that you recently did this.
Yeah,
boom, it just happens. Like,
I love that. Synergy.
That's it. Yeah. And hey, don't sleep on the pouring to yourself, y'all. Gotta pour into yourself. Gotta love yourself. Gotta make sure you're doing stuff that makes you happy, right? And then that's gonna allow you to do more for other people when you continue.
Yeah.
To do more for yourself.
Yeah. And what I learned, this is a gem that I'm just gonna drop. I know this has nothing to do with anything. But what I learned is like, if you don't pour into yourself, you're always expecting other people to pour into you. And then you're mad because they're not pouring into you. You know what I'm saying? But you're like, why are you not filling my cup? And then you realize like, damn, did I fill my cup? Did I do? Exactly.
Look empty to me.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's something that I'm currently learning is like, you got to fill your own cup first. And then you're not going to be worried about other people filling your cup because you already did it. And everything else is overflow.
Facts. That's real. Hey, because the unrealistic expectations that we put on other people and create scenarios and create like this beef, right? You know, with ourselves and other people that we're not even having beef with that person, but we having beef with that person. You know what I'm saying? Based upon our conscience and what we think they should be doing for us. Oh my God, we about to take them to church today.
Literally, I'm like, look, this is God.
Y'all have like a competition right now. It's like Jazz shot a three, switch it. Bolo shot a three, switch it.
It's giving D-Wade and LeBron. I don't know.
Come on.
It's a tie game right now. So
I love it. I love it. Yeah, no, that's exactly kind of the lesson that is looming right now over my life. So no, I'm right there with you, Brian.
I love that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And to me, one way of pouring into yourself, at least one way that I like to do it, is by taking trips, going on vacation. Mm-hmm. I know you like to travel, man. I've seen you on boats and islands and, you know, living your best life. What has been your favorite trip you've taken so far?
Okay, so I don't even remember what year it was anymore. It might have been 2018. My oldest brother is the coolest person I know, hands down. He lives in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He works for a venture capitalist firm. Like, he is the coolest person I know. Correct. he used to be a stockbroker on Wall Street. Like, he's just the most
interesting. Big bro, invest in the Porsche, big bro.
Dead ass. Like, he is so cool. But anyway, he literally was like, you know what? And me, DJ, and him, Adrian, are like the closest. Like, we talk every single day, all day, about all the current events, like everything. And he was like, you and DJ need to get out more. Like, y'all not doing enough. Yeah. So he bought me and DJ tickets to Paris. Man. Like, one summer, just randomly, and was like, we're going to Paris for a week. And like, balled out. I mean, not balled out, but you know, like, he's so cultured. Like, he got an Airbnb, like, with it. Like, we didn't stay in a fancy, you know, Parisian
culture.
Hotel.
Yeah.
We was with the people. Like,
you
no
was immersed. You was immersed in the culture.
Immersed in the culture, going to museums. Like, it was so amazing. Like, I don't want to say nothing will ever top that, because I'm hoping to go to the south of France at some point. But that was definitely the best trip that I've ever had. And like, we just have so much fun together. We're literally like all the same people in three different bodies. So we just had a blast. I think Drake's Scorpion had just dropped the day. Like, we was at the club in Paris and it dropped. We was just having a blast. It was so much fun.
Drake dropped in Paris, you in the club.
It dropped in Paris. I was like, damn, this is kind of
that
lit.
Shit made me want to just get a bottle and be like, I'm yeah.
Just vibe out. Right.
Yeah. And we all like listen to the same music. We love Drake. Like, it was just an experience. It was so fun. But just shout out to him. Shout out to you, Adrian, for making us cultured.
Big bro.
Shout out to you, man. Hey, yeah, that's a big bro for real.
He loves
Paris. Like, he love y'all for real.
I got a little brother, little sister. I ain't doing my job right now.
See, now I'm giving y'all, you know,
motivation.
It's motivation.
I'm about to Apple Pay my sister about $20 real quick, man.
Then look, that's what you can do.
But hold on real quick. We gotta skip forward because you brought up Drizzy Drake.
Oh, Drizzy.
Sound like a Drake fan.
Sean, you a Drake fan?
I am. Yeah.
You know me, Bolo. I'm Team Young Money. So, like,
what? Not Team Young Money.
Lil Wayne's my GOAT. You can't tell me nothing different. Okay. So, everything under that. So, I like Nicki. I like Drake. I think Tyga drops bangers every other summer. Anything Young Money, that's me.
I love that.
Everybody's right. Yep. Everybody right now is going at, it's like Drake versus everybody right now.
I love it.
Rick Ross, Future. We got the beat makers, Metro Boomin. He's taking shots.
Yeah.
What's your take right now on this rap beef of everybody versus Drake? Like, what's your take?
Yeah. So I am a Drake stan. Like, I love Drake down. I think, I love Drake. However, I do think he has gone off the deep end in the last 2 years. His last project pissed me off. Not last project, but Her Loss or whatever. When he was taking shots at Meg, was not fucking with that at all. Okay. That's not cool. Not cool. Yep. So he has me going off the deep end. However, I do not understand what he did to piss everybody off. Like, I'm truly lost at that. It's a lot of people. Like, okay, Future, Metro, Weeknd, who else? Kendrick.
Rick Ross.
Ja Morant. Like, where you come from? Like, everybody just jump on the train. And it's weird to me because I'm like, so do y'all have a group chat where y'all like, hey, let's get on this nigga Drake?
My
now.
Turn.
That shit is weird. Like, that shit, I think that weird. Shit is weird. Too. Or you hear somebody like, okay, two people don't fuck with Drake. I get it. Okay. You hear that they not fucking with Drake, and then you just like, hey, let me jump in. That's weird.
Right. The timing is crazy.
I feel it.
That's just my opinion. But I fucking love Future, so I'm still going to listen to everything he puts out. Yeah. But I do think Drake is very calculated. I think that I did listen to his diss track, and I thought it was great. I do think he has more, you know, that he knows that he hasn't, you know,
no, facts.
Yet. Facts. And so I would hate to be beefing with Drake. I will say that. So
I agree. I just think what makes Drake so great is just like he's an entertainer.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. So he's gonna find different things to do to make sure that he's always attracting the crowd and the attention. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like all these people, you know, taking a stab at Drake right now, it's like it's making you relevant too. You know, that just speaks to, you know, his goatness too. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah. And I just saw him I think earlier today I saw him post something. You know, they've been posting back and forth. I'm like, okay, things y'all saying, BBL Drake. I'm like, yeah, this is what y'all used to say about women.
The subliminals be silly. I'd be like,
it ain't subliminal no more. I saw Drake posted like Metro Boomin on like
the drum.
Was crazy. I was busting out laughing. But even today, he posted like some exchange with him and Rick Ross, and he said like you should have just asked for a feature. And I'm like, yeah, if you wanted to be relevant, like just ask the dude for a song because. Yeah, it's just not necessary. So I do wonder, I'm like, is this all like a scam? Like, are they just entertaining us for fun? Because there's no way.
I'm gonna say this, man.
Album on the way.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, because in my humble opinion, I think his initial, you know, few shots, you want to say, at Drake and Jacob. And to me, it wasn't even like shots. He just was like, it was a competitive song. He's like, ain't no big three. It's big me. I'm number one.
Big me.
That's what hip hop has stood on, competition. I didn't look at that as like it was some dangerous, some violence. No, it was just competition. And from that point on, it's just been like, you know, Cole did his initial drop and then he took a step back, which I did not like at all. I'm a big Echo fan.
Who does that?
That's weird energy, man. Weird like vibes. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But then Drake dropped, then Ross dropped. So now you're seeing it starting to do a trickle down effect. And to me, this will bring out the best of hip hop. So I'm excited.
I do agree. I'm very excited. I want Drake and Metro to keep dropping Future and Metro to keep dropping because we still going to play that. And I want Drake to keep dropping diss songs because he never used to do this. So I think Meek Mill like woke him up, which that's a whole different thing.
I'm tired of Meek Mill, y'all. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I'm tired of Meek.
Yeah, I think everybody is.
Meek's energy is just weird.
He's
moving different. I'd be like,
weird. Yeah.
Dreams and Nightmares ain't really, it ain't hit. It ain't gonna be the same.
I gotta skip that song because I
don't. Like, you just gotta leave stuff where it is, Meek. Like, just be who you are. But then I feel like the more and more he show himself on social media, and I don't know if this is the real him or not, but the more he show whoever he's showing right now.
Yeah.
The more I'm like, bro, I'm cool off you, dog. You on some whole
different stuff. But you know, I think. I'm very excited for Gunna's project. I'm super, super excited. I think he's gonna kind of reset the tone.
I'm glad he's shining.
Huh?
I said I'm glad he's shining. I'm glad like the response, you know, that people thought they were gonna get from him was like totally different. Like people like, shit, I'm playing this shit. For a minute, people were kind of abrasive a little bit, like
speaking and listening.
I ain't gonna lie. Listen,
let it ride.
I was like, at first, I was like, man, I ain't gonna listen to Gunna. And then he came out with, what was that first, that radio hit he dropped? As soon as he got out, he got free. It was, I can't think of it. It was something he dropped, and it was like, I'm sorry, this shit's a banger. Like, I don't care what this
name. Bread and Butter? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was. I was like, this shit just a vibe.
What do you mean?
He just be skating on the beats. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm like, he might have told, I don't know, but hey, this motherfucker is hitting.
I don't know what he I love Gunna. I love him. So he gonna reset the whole vibes. That's what I'm hoping for. So
that's cool.
A lot going on. They just doing the most.
Yeah, man, facts. I love it. But hey, before this point though, the women been taking off.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love women. I don't listen to women rappers because I just like that's just
I like, ain't I your just thing. Don't.
Yeah. But the last year, I'm like, you can't not. I don't know how you're not listening to Mulatto. And like, I don't know how you're not listening because, they are taking it right now.
So. I like Big Glow. I like Glow.
Big Glow.
Yes, everybody love Glow. Yeah, how do you Glow love
cool.
Glow?
I love Big Glow.
She got that deep Memphis accent and her beats be
Urban
hard and
still.
And she's so fucking small, so though. Like, she's her so voice tiny. Don't match her size.
Yeah, no, I love her. Her Country. And Meg, I'm the biggest fans.
y'all don't fuck with Sexy Red? Go Big Sexy.
Of course.
Hey, Sexy Red, she got some shit, though.
She know really how to make
do.
Hits.
You know how to make hits. That's what I'm saying. She got some
nice
bangers.
Beat, catchy. Like she knows how to play on like the social media aspect of it, She knows what will work. Let me say that. Am I a fan of her actual like lyrics? I think she can like rap really good. Me personally, I don't
absolutely
think she can.
She's entertaining.
But she's entertaining. And she's herself.
Yeah.
And she's from the hood and she made a way out of nothing. So I respect that. So get your money, woman.
Yeah, I love people who stay true to who they are when they get famous. I'm like, yeah, do that. Don't switch up. I hate when people switch up. So yeah, I love it.
Yes. Yeah. And speaking of switching up, man, switching the gears a little bit right here.
Look at you.
You know how to switch your
crazy.
I mean, listen, I ain't knew this.
That was crazy. That was dope.
You know how to switch up too, but in a positive way. Okay. When you go through, again, when you do your research, go through Jasmine's years of her different looks. I'm talking about fashion right now. You can rock the boots with the jeans. You can go dress with it. You can go tomboy with it. Where does your fashion inspiration draw from? Are you on apps looking? Is it Mom Dukes? Like, where's inspiration coming from?
I think honestly, I don't draw much inspiration from anywhere. It's really just my own style. Okay, I think my mom always says, like, I've been dressing myself since I was in, I think, second grade. She would like fight me on, like, no, I have to like pick your stuff out. And I'm like, I got this. Like, I'm good. I can pick my stuff out.
You wear my shit.
I love clothes so much. I like cannot wait for the day that I can afford what I really want, because I'm really about to be styling on y'all.
About to be going crazy.
I'm about to be going crazy.
Y'all ain't seen nothing yet, Bolo.
Y'all ain't seen nothing. But no, I really do love just putting stuff together. I think it's so fun. I do have some people that I like. I do watch them and I like their style a lot. I think Karrueche is one of them. She's like my favorite.
Yeah.
Like her style is just, it's like exactly what I would wear. So I do have like those one or two girlies that like I just think they're so dope and their style is good. But for the most part, it's internal. You just gotta wear what you how you feel.
Hey, it's inner, Bolo. Like it's just some natural. Like either you born with
it, ain't on you. It's in you.
It's in you. I feel it. So let me ask you this. So speaking of fashion, right? So now we're kind of continuing to maneuver through the pathway of, you know, baggy clothes or you know, more of the pants that kind of flare out now versus the skinny jeans and bigger clothes and stuff like that. What's your preference?
Ooh. Oh, men or women?
Men.
Oh, I don't know. I honestly feel like, I think back to the, it's not on you, it's in you. I think a man has to rock whatever he's wearing. It has to
you
go with his own vibe.
Y'all didn't catch that.
It's a bar.
Yeah. I can't even say like, oh, skinny jeans versus like, it's just whatever. If he's pulling that shit off and he know he got that shit on,
ain't nothing else to say, huh?
Like, that's it.
I feel like that's
it. So, yeah, I don't have a preference. It's really all about, like, the how you carry it.
How you rock it.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that, man. Let me ask you this then. Since we on this topic, you just brought it up. and we're real close to our final segment, but I got a few more questions before we get there.
Okay.
I don't know your status, and you ain't got to say that. That's up to you. You ain't got to say that. But just speaking in generalities, does Jasmine have an actual type of man that she likes? If so, can we get that description here on the porch? I'm gonna sit back, take a deep breath, take a sip, take a time.
Oh gosh, I really don't have a type. I feel like my type is very, I'm so into like how a man carries himself, and I think the biggest thing that I'm attracted to in a man is the respect that he gets. I think that is like the most attractive thing in the world. So he can have on like gym shorts and a t-shirt, but I like, if everybody respects him, like that is going to catch my attention before anything at all, anything physical. Now I do need him to be taller than me.
How tall are you? How tall are you though?
5'6" and a half, 5'7" Right. So I feel like that's not too hard.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, and I like to wear heels, so I need somebody, you know.
Ooh,
yeah.
Heels.
5'11", 6 foot, probably.
Yeah. Okay. If we can do that, if we can get to the six, then.
You get to the six.
That's what they say. They say six.
Yeah.
Bolo, I always tell, I'm like, 5'11 and a half, man.
I'm 5'11. Throw the Tims on and we can talk.
Every time I was getting recruited for football, I put my Tims on to get that little extra height.
Yeah, about 6 feet. But yeah, I think the intangible of respect and then taller than me, I think we are starting somewhere.
Starting point.
Yeah,
it's a good starting point.
Hey, Bo, you know, that's very reasonable though, because nowadays, man, you hear about the dating pool right now. It's kind of crazy.
I heard it's treacherous.
men got crazy expectations. You hear women out here, you can't go to Cheesecake Factory no more. You can't, all type of stuff going on. So
yeah. Like, hey, you go out, you got to pay for all my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy. I'm like, dang, he can't take you to a restaurant. And then people are like, coffee shop is not a date. I'm like, where? I would love to go to a coffee shop. That's like, crazy.
Like they said, didn't we read that during the day? They was talking about, it's not a date going out to eat.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a long list. It was like
Long list of stuff.
It was,
movies. I'm like, damn,
I can't. Movies.
What are we supposed to do?
I'm like, these. I got some of my best dates at these locations. Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
and I feel like the social media is controlling the narrative of like relationships too, because people put that in their brain, and then now they have that expectation of that.
1,000%. Like you don't even really think like this. It's just like what is expected in this stories. That you want to tell, you want to go back and tell your friends. And I think honestly what's doing the most damage is like being able to see all these women that are like getting tricked on, and like, you know, you can put any, you can show anything on Instagram. So, you know, you have no idea where this is coming from or like whatever. And like, love it for the girlies who are in healthy relationships and getting tricked on. Like, that's beautiful. But I think when people go on Instagram and they see like this girl with this, 120 rose bouquet shipping her on a normal Tuesday, they're like, why didn't my dude send me flowers in the last week? And now she's pissed. And now she's like, you know, just stuff like that. So I think seeing what's happening with other people has made it difficult for men when it comes to dating. And I obviously we got it bad too, but y'all already know that. But I think it's just the expectations and seeing what other people have and comparing it makes it a lot.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah,
1,000%, bro.
1,000%.
But we all do it to an extent, even subconsciously. You just scrolling and stuff, and your algorithm works to your favor too, for what you want to see and stuff. So you just like, damn, she got this and that, or damn, you know what I mean? And even as men, like our ego is something, man, and everything. It's in our nature to be like competitive, and we want to be number one in everything. Yeah. I want to look the best. I want to be the strongest. I want to have the most money, the best car, the best job, best looking girl next to my side. So naturally, when you seeing like these, you know, like you said, these women getting flown out, getting Louis bag, Chanel bag. As a man, if you are in a relationship with a lady, you like, damn, I gotta get to that level. I gotta figure, I gotta, you know what I mean? Keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, right? And then you catch yourself in a bad position. So it's crazy, man. I love social media because I think it helps. It's opened up so many doors. And like, my actual job at Fox is because of social media, so I love it. But at the same time, though, there's a negative side to it as well. And sometimes that overshadows a positive.
1,000%. I think it's very difficult these days to, like, find people that are not worried about that. And it's no diss to them, because it's very easy to get, like we just said, it's very easy to get sucked in because of the way the algorithm works. But it's really definitely a pin in a haystack when you find when you find someone that doesn't, you know, doesn't give much weight to it. So
100%.
So my last question before we move on to our final segment is, what happened to a tipsy bike?
I was hoping the questions that you had, I was like, he went down the tipsy bike tunnel. I know he did.
I went to a lot of places. I can't say I caught a few people. Bolo caught a few people. Dallas. We got connections everywhere, Jazz. We got eyes everywhere.
Yes, I'm so glad you asked, actually. So me and my best friend started this blog. It started as a blog. It wasn't even like a brand. We literally were just like, okay, we lived together our last semester of college at LSU, and we were going out, you know, that last semester, you got two classes, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really went to school. So, and we were both servers. So we were, you know, at restaurants all the time, eating all the time. And then whenever we would get off work, we'd be like, let's go to this bar. Let's try this restaurant. Let's do this. And we both like, I love good food. Like, the thing that makes me the happiest is eating good food with good company, like having a good conversation. And she is like the exact same. And so we kept doing this and finding new places. And we were like, we need to document this. Like, we're having a blast. This is so fun. So we were at a bar downstairs at our apartment one time, and we came up with the name off like in like 2 seconds, made a profile, and then built it from there. We both moved to Dallas. She's from Midland, but her family lives in Dallas now. And so both moved to Dallas after college. That's when it started to really take off. All of our, you know, family and friends was doing it. or was following us. I think it was kind of when, you know, influencer or like food bloggers like started to like, you know, ascend or whatever. So we were like catching a wave, building the actual brand, got our logo made, was selling merchandise, all this good stuff. It was so fun. And then she got accepted to law school. And so she moved to, and I'm not blaming this on her, obviously, but just life, like this is right. How the cookie crumbles. And so she moved, she goes to Southern Law School. She graduates next month. So excited. Nice. Anyway, so she moved back to BR and she's in a 4-year program. So she's been there the last 4 years. And so it just became extremely difficult for us to like capture content because our brand was Jazz and Sabrina. And so it just became really difficult for us to like do things together and kind of build it together. And so that's kind of why it fell off. I got into school a year later. And so I was getting my MBA. She's getting a law degree. Like it was damn near impossible. So it's still looming in the background. It's still something we care about. I'm praying that she moves back to Dallas in August after she takes the bar. And so I think we'll probably revive it at that point, but it's still there, still floating around.
That's cold. Cause the name is cold. The name
I know. I'm like, we cannot let this go. I love it. And it also gives me an avenue, or an escape, like, you know, to be creative and, get that out and, you know, do my own branding. And it helps me learn. Like I built our website from the bottom up and I'd never done that before. You know what I'm saying? So reaching out to get a logo built, stuff like that is super cool. And so I learned a lot like in that process. I would love to pick it back up, but it was fun for those 3 years.
Dope concept, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hope you guys can bring it back. You know what I mean? Everything that's meant to happen will be. So we shall see.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moving on to our final topic, man, our final segment, excuse me. And this is our fun segment, we like to call it. The whole show been fun, but this is like our real fun, kind of a gamey type segment. And it's called Plead the Fifth.
Oh, God.
So we have a list of questions here for you.
Oh, God.
10 questions. It's completely random questions. And you either answer or you say, I plead the fifth. But here's the caveat. You only have 3 total plead the fifths you can use.
Of 10. Oh, wow.
So you kind of got to just choose wisely because you don't really know what's coming next. So you kind of just got to decide, like, is it worth me using this plead the fifth now? Should I hold it till later? The questions are a complete mixture of everything, though. Like, it might be some real life, might be some sports. It's not all one side, or it's a mixture of everything. So that's your one hit.
Okay.
So 3 plead the fifths. There's 10 questions. And I'm going to start it off, Bolo.
I'm scared. Got it.
I think this first one is cool.
Okay.
Better place to live, Texas or Louisiana?
Live Texas.
There it is. Easy.
Yes. Better economy.
Okay. Number 2. Best team in the NFC East, Cowboys or Washington Commanders?
Right now, I'm going to have to plead the fifth.
Those of you who don't know, she works with the Cowboys. Obviously, her father is a Washington legend, so kind of put between rocking a hard place.
Why did y'all do that?
Hey, look, that's one.
Yep,
that's one.
Two more.
Okay, next one. What's the craziest DM you have ever received?
I cannot remember. I will say that. But recently, somebody messaged me, give me another chance to marry you.
Oh.
Which.
That's intense as fuck.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy to me. So.
just for clarity, that was like the initial message?
That was it was responding to a random story that I put up.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, I mean. That's different. That's aggressive.
That's a way to shoot your shot.
But part of me, I'm trying to think. Part of me as a man, do I respect it, Bolo, though? Like, do you respect him? This been like, she mm-mm. said, nah. Mm-mm. See, it's
because the part about another chance means that you had one. So no.
That part. That part.
That's true.
Damn. The chance part.
Missed it. Hey, missed his chance.
All That's right. the craziest recent one, but people be saying some crazy stuff.
I can only imagine. I know you women, you I got it bad. I got it bad.
Yeah, y'all got it bad. Yeah, pray for y'all in them DMs. Okay. Number four. So when in a relationship, when you're in a relationship, what's your favorite way to make up with your boyfriend after a fight?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but I really like to buy like just a little like thinking of you type of thing, or like
okay,
you mentioned this or you said this, so I'm gonna get this. So I would probably do something like that.
So you're more of gift giving, yes. Like
love gift giving. That's my love language. I think, yeah, I have a couple of top love languages, but gift giving is up there. Gift okay. receiving too. But
hey, the love language stuff is hard because people always like, what's your love language? I'm like, shit, I got like all of them kind of, yeah, like
yeah, but you got one though that's gonna like make you like you receive it better than most.
Yes,
like,
yeah, that's very true.
What are the five languages again? It's gift giving, it's physical touch, it's
affirmation,
quality time, words affirmation, and
acts of service.
Yeah, it's tough for me. Quality time is big, but it's physical. Yeah. Like, I need my physical. Like, it's tough.
I'm definitely words of affirmation and gift giving.
Yeah.
I like them words. As I've gotten older,
they hit different, man. Yeah, they touch
they
the
also
soul
hit
now.
Different when you, from somebody you care about. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Like, facts. I want to hear it from you. I hear it from people all the time, but like, it means more, you know? So,
like, the flowers smell better from you.
Smell better coming from you.
Yeah. As a man, facts. Too, when like when your woman like believe in you,
yeah,
it's like, all right, she, I'm gonna go ahead and get this, I'm gonna get this done, get this done for us. Like,
exactly,
you want me to lift this house, or, baby? I got you.
Even if she lying to me, lie to me, baby.
But make it sound good.
Tell me that lie.
Make it sound good.
Have to though.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, yeah. Next one. All right, you got to choose one.
Okay,
no going out to eat for an entire year. Or no sex of any form for an entire year. Which one?
I could do no sex for sure.
There you go.
Easy.
She answered that quick too. Like,
it's only because I've done it before. So I'm like, that's easy. But going out to eat, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I love going out to eat though. I'm not going to lie. Like, we cook a couple days of the week, but we go out to eat a lot. So
yeah.
Like, imagining not doing that for a year, it sounds impossible.
Imagine meal prepping for 50.
Yeah, that should sound crazy.
It sounds crazy, don't it, brother? Like,
yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, I love going out to eat. That should sound. Just get ready, like, you know, yeah. In the vibe. So the many different forms. There's so many different forms of going out to eat, too.
Correct.
You know, so
yeah.
Different levels of going out to eat. So,
yeah.
That's real. But the sex part tough, too, though. So,
Hey, brother, with all that being said,
we on the 50th floor eating hibachi. Look,
yeah. Right.
We don't bring it to us.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Okay. The next one. What's something that people may consider weird or a little different that actually turns you on?
I love a little chuckle, the little.
Yeah, because
it's the porch.
Yeah.
we all family.
Oh, I'm gonna have to plead the fifth.
Ooh. There you go. So she has one more left, y'all.
Damn. How many questions we got?
That was number six. So we had
number six.
Three questions left. Uh oh. Okay.
Okay. This was an easy one. It's lighthearted. Okay. Team Riri or Beehive?
I have to choose.
Oh, I thought it was an easy one. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
This might be the hardest question I asked.
That's damn like Kobe and LeBron, bro.
Yeah, that was
Kobe.
Yep, of course.
I'm gonna have to answer it because I don't want to use my plea the fifth, but I have two answers. So if we're going music, I'm definitely Team Beehive all day, every day. If we're going fashion, fashion and beauty is Team Riri for sure.
Ooh. You answered that very well, not to piss anybody off.
Period.
You answered that.
Y'all no, not you say that one thing, Bolo.
On either side, it's a problem. So you answered that the perfect way.
I do want to say before you jump in, Bolo, I do believe that Rihanna's music is not fully appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course you can't.
I agree with that. I
mean, Beyonce been doing this for so long. Like, it's hard. Like, it's Beyonce. I get it.
Yeah,
but Rihanna has nothing but bangers. If you ever get some time, y'all, just to go listen to her catalog, It's like, golly, like,
reality. But you also got to look at it too, though. Like, we've entered into like a new generation now too, mm-hmm. where a lot of people from this newer generation haven't really listened to, you know, the Rihannas of the world. Like, she was kind of popping, like, when we were coming up through, like, you know, elementary, high school, like, you know. So now these elementary, high school, they don't know too much about no music from Rihanna because she ain't putting nothing out. Beyonce always, you know.
Well, and that's what I appreciate about Beyonce. I mean, I think she's a musical genius, but she knows how to stay relevant too. Like, knows how to.
Well, Rihanna she just busy becoming a billionaire. Sorry,
that's why I'm like, she got the fashion and beauty on lock. Like anybody that try to start a makeup line, a skincare line. Sorry, girl, I'm buying Fenty.
Who would have ever thought
she already paved the way?
Who would have ever thought in 2024 that, like, as of right now, Rihanna is more rich than Beyonce. Now Beyonce got hella money, of course, but we would have never just thought that, though. Like,
never. Her money is long. Rihanna's money is long.
At the table.
I love it.
Shout out to both of them, though. Shout out to both.
That's cool.
For real. Okay, number 8. In your opinion, who are the top 3 greatest LSU football players over the last 20 years?
Last 20? So that starts when...
That is in 2004.
Oh, gosh. 2004. I'm not an LSU historian now.
Well, let's go back to the decade then.
Would last 10 be better for you? Last 10?
14 and 24.
Yeah, let's do last 10.
Oh, man.
That's 2014.
2014.
Yeah, yep. So think back.
Doing Joe Burrow.
For real, though. You got to put him in there.
I got to put Joe in there. I mean, this is probably recency bias, but I would say Justin Jefferson too.
Ooh, I mean, it is.
Damn.
Think about when you was there, when you was at the parties and you was turning up at what's it called?
LSU
Village.
Yeah, not even like from like. What about from like a like popularity, like
Odell,
of
course.
Odell.
1,000%. Yeah, he was the most popular football player while I was there, at least.
Even at LSU, OBJ became a mega star after he made that catch in the NFL. You're saying LSU though, he was already
he was an LSU star. Like before the world knew who he was, like we knew Odell Beckham Jr. for sure.
Got you. Now, if we extended it like to more years, I would have had to throw in the Honey Badger though. That was a big time. Come on, Honey Badger is crazy.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite LSU players for sure. He is dope. Yeah.
Okay.
2013.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, he got kicked out, but
yeah.
All right, we got two more left. Two more left.
Oh God.
Another most underrated song to twerk to of all time.
Oh my gosh.
You know what though? Because in today's era, man, these kids don't dance no more. We don't party. Like, you go to a party, everybody on their phone. Like, we grew up early 2000s. We was dancing at the party.
We was dancing, twerking, ain't no more hip whining, just all good vibes. You know, just had it going.
Yeah.
I would say, and not even the Beyonce version, I would say Before I Let Go.
Before I let go.
You really
like you
didn't
even need
to. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to get the rhythm. I'm trying to like
this. Yeah, you gotta just catch the beat.
You just gotta say before grandma over there twerking to Before I Let Go. Cracking. The barbecue is cracking, y'all.
I'm telling you, you can twerk to it, you can find that beat.
Hey, I'm cutting that clip, and that's gonna go viral.
Damn it!
Before I let go,
I love it.
Okay, number 10. Okay. Uh-oh. A lot of pressure right now. Okay.
Uh oh, I still gotta.
We got a bonus.
Damn. And Bolo, feel free to do your if you like what's there, cool. If you feel like it's too easy, you do your thing.
Okay. Oh. Favorite sibling?
I can't even answer that because nobody's coming to my head.
Everybody got one.
I plead the fifth.
Ooh-wee. Okay, hit it with that bonus, D-Nail.
Hit it with the bonus.
Hit it with the bonus.
Should I do so? Look, Bolo, should I do that first bonus, or should I do the second bonus?
Ooh, the first you dig.
The first one? Okay.
First you dig, facts.
All right, check me out. You got to marry one, date one, leave one.
Okay.
LSU, SMU, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, gosh. I would date. Oh, gosh.
Marry, date, break up, basically.
Okay, I'm breaking up with SMU.
Okay.
Love
NBA,
you.
NBA? Ooh.
Yeah, love them, but okay.
I gotta go.
Just comparatively, yeah. I gotta break up with you. Yeah. I'm gonna date the Cowboys, and I'm gonna marry LSU.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know what, y'all? Anybody listening, if y'all listen to this whole podcast, you take one thing out of this episode, fucking LSU. Go to LSU, y'all. All right, she was selling LSU this whole episode. I'm trying to tell you, I feel like I need to get to the campus right now.
I kind of want to like have a flashback, Bolo, and like go to homecoming and just turn up one more time with my old ass.
Look, if you go to LSU homecoming, you're going to think it's a HBCU, for real.
I'm already knowing, though. Like down there in the South, like.
Yeah, it's crazy. Homecoming is so fun. Yeah.
Everybody got jambalaya and just food, just busing tents going.
Oh, me. Crazy. My favorite thing ever. Yeah, yeah.
I really love food, y'all. My mouth is watering literally right now. And I love spicy food too. Why haven't I been? Listen, I ain't really traveled a lot yet, y'all. Like, I gotta make my way out there. I gotta go to LSU. I gotta go to a lot of places to just eat.
Plan to go to a game. Make sure it's a night game, and you will have the time of your life.
I'm gonna go do it, man. But look, we need to do an eight game college tour. Porch. Tailgate style.
Oh. I love that. Yes.
That's set it up, Jazz.
My bro.
I was going to say, let me know if you need some marketing help. I got you.
You can hire Jazz on the marketing side. If she wants to come in and be a special host for LSU or some other spot, we'll do that and go from there. So
we are coming to a college town near you.
I love you.
Jazz, I know we went a little longer, but man, thank you so much for being on the show here. It was a blast having you on. This is your time. If you want to shout out anything you have going on, or you want to tell the fans where they can find you on social media, this is your moment to just name and list, highlight, whatever you want to.
Amazing. Well, I mean, I don't have anything to really shout out. I just want to say thank y'all again. Just for, you know, inviting me on the podcast. I know I commented on a post that y'all did recently because I was like, yeah, I'm feeling that. So I was so excited when you asked me to join. So I just appreciate y'all. You can follow me on Instagram if you want to. It's Jazz Renee WMS, short for Williams. Not on TikTok, so don't find me on there. same thing on Twitter too, Jazz Renee WMS. So appreciate y'all for inviting me. It was super fun.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. This is The Porch Podcast. My bro, we did it again.
Yes, sir, we did.
We got another one. God is good, man. As we close out, make sure y'all follow us, The Porch Podcast _. We on all of your listening platforms, man. We appreciate the people that appreciate us. We spreading love. Hey, we understand that the days are long and the years are short. But just make sure that the best you
is the best you. And we out. Peace. Thought it's actually reach. That was where I'll begin. Had to put in work every day. We got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Granger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.